Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Yesterday, a good friend, Greg Ball, told me about what Upper Deck Trading Cards were doing, and they're having a contest across the landscape of the NHL. And they're looking for the My MVPs when it comes to their favorite team. And one lucky winner will end up having a trading card, an NHL trading card, put in Upper Deck packs next year. Voting's going to end coming up at the end of this weekend. We'll give you details on that in a moment. But Paul Wynn, who is the marketing manager for Upper Deck, and he's the gentleman behind creating the My MVP contest, he is standing by here on the Huge Show, Cross Michigan. Welcome in, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good, my friend. Tell me about the idea you came up here with the My MVP contest, and for the second straight year, Upper Deck is hosting this contest to try and find the biggest hockey fan in North America.
Yeah, we know that the NHL has some of the best fans out there for any sport. And so we're really using this contest as a way to celebrate their passion and really shine a light on their own stories. So it could be a Red Wings fan. That's the major question. And so is it a Red Wings fan that has like their home decked out in team memorabilia, or is it a passionate fan that goes to a game every single game when they're at home? That's what it's all going to depend on. And we're looking for votes right now for the top nominees.
So, and that's with each team. So we have for the state of Michigan, where it's Hockey Town, it's Wings Country. I think you narrowed it down. Is it five finalists that people can vote on, and where can they vote until what time on Monday?
Yeah, so we put it down to five nominees right now. They're really battling it out for the title of Red Wings Team MVP. People can go to upperdeck.com/myMVP. They just have to click the nominee they want to vote for, like their Twitter post, because each Twitter like is one vote. So it's just going to go to upperdeck.com/myMVP.
How's the response been? I mentioned coming in, and Paul Wynn from Upper Deck Trading Cards joining us here on the Huge Show Across Michigan. From year one to year two, where has this contest grown the most?
This contest has really grown the most in the fact that people just knew about the contest and they really wanted to join this year. At the end of the nomination period last year, since it was fresh, not everyone had the opportunity to join. And so this season, when we brought it back, people were really excited and gung-ho to just have the opportunity to really represent their team, be named the ultimate MVP, and get themselves on their own trading card, which is probably the coolest part.
And you mentioned in the note leading up to this interview that with Michigan being, you know, one of the, you know, it's one of the top three or four hockey states in America, that some of the best entries in North America have come from the state of Michigan to this Upper Deck My MVP contest connected to the Wings.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the top, there's been so many great nominees, like especially the five really exempt what a team MVP could be. Like, for example, like Heather, she nicknamed Wing Nut. She volunteers for the Wings charity. There's someone named Stanley Cup. He's helped arrange like surprise visit between sick Wings fan and like,
whoa. Hold on, Paul. The guy's name is Stanley Cup.
That's right. He named himself Stanley Cup.
Okay. So. Is that on his Michigan driver's license? Did you double check that?
I didn't check that personally myself, but that's what he decided to name himself.
So I love it.
He's been on the scene since 94, so he's been around for quite a while.
Hey, I'm going to play. Can you pull over, sir? Can I see driver's license registration? Stan Lee Cup. Let me run this, and I'll be right back, okay? So upperdeck.com. People want to vote for these Wings fans, five finalists, trying to narrow it down to one who will represent the Wings in the NHL-wide contest with the other fans, and also have a shot at having their own trading card put into an Upper Deck NHL pack next season. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. We're completely excited to see it. The voting is going to end on Monday, so please go back to upperdeck.com/myMVP.
You're a busy man, I bet, with these contests going on with all the NHL teams, and it's the final weekend. I almost can feel in that pause that you're looking at, man, we have a lot going on, right, Paulie?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Paul Wen, he's a marketing manager, Upper Deck. Again, that web address where people can go vote?
upperdeck.com/myMVP.
Yeah, Paul, thank you for your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Hope to talk again.
Yeah, thank you so much.